happy-go-lucky, fun-loving lad. And just, he was a bricklayer. And all he done was work, sleep. It's his 18th birthday, 2 weeks' time. Just bought a car. He's got a baby on the way. Not everything to live for. Everything.
When's the baby due?
2 months. I'm a little girl. So it's the only thing I've got left of him. This baby. That's it.
Is that with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
How's she?
Mess. She's a right mess. She just left on the morning before it happened. She went home because she was tired.
Do you know what happened?
Yeah. He fell down. He stumbled out of bed. He tripped. And the bottom of the sunbed shoes were into his neck. He's pulled it out of his neck and stumbled down the loft stairs. Box stairs they are, proper stairs. I just found him in a pool of blood.
You found him?
I found him. I had my granddaughter with us. My boyfriend got my granddaughter and then I grabbed her and ran for help. Well, my boyfriend had tried to keep the blood from pumping out of his neck. And then till the paramedics came, and then an ambulance. He was brain dead from then.
He wasn't responding?
He brought him back to life the first time. He was in theatre for 5 hours. He died then. He brought him back to life again. But there wasn't no oxygen in his brain. And then his brain was dead, his body was alive.
And he was into boxing, yeah?
Yeah. He was into any sport, football, boxing, everything. I loved his boxing.
Motocross.
I loved his motorbikes and cars. He was brilliant at everything, every single thing he'd done, he was good at. He's just finished, started Brickley and he got took straight on. He was an apprentice at Carillion and they took him straight on. His first proper week's wage, yeah. I just can't believe he's gone. Just can't believe it.